This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. David, last week we were talking about how religion is sometimes used to pressure a victim to stay in a relationship. Will you summarize for us what we discussed last week?
Well, I started out by talking about a billboard that had brought some controversy from a few people. I've had some phone calls complaining about it. What we're saying here is that religion is often used by the abuser, the minister, your religious family, your family and friends, and just your religious upbringing itself can cause guilt in a victim to not want to leave or deal with a domestic violence situation. So there is pressure put on victims to try and stay in an abusive relationship. They want people to stay in those relationships for religious reasons. And, you know, some of us are under the misconception that domestic violence only occurs in things like street people or people with drug and alcohol abuses or other groups, you know, other than ours. And the point we're trying to make with this sign and with all the education that we're doing during the month of October is that domestic violence can occur in any age group, any income group, any religion or no religion. In fact, domestic violence is what I call an equal opportunity phenomenon. It can affect any group of people anywhere.
David, if domestic violence can occur in any socioeconomic group, how can we determine who a potential abuser is?
Well, we got to go back to the basics. You know, we've talked a lot about this in the past, but, you know, domestic violence is not so much about violence per se as it is about control. And we've said before that an abuser is a very insecure, kind of a childlike personality who wants to control all aspects of the victim's life. And we see such things as he believes he's entitled to control his partner and that the partner is obligated to obey. He will control access to things like money, access to the car. You know, frequently if a woman is in this kind of a relationship, she'll have to account for every mile she puts on the car, every hour she's out of the house. It's all about control. He wants her to avoid family and friendships that would compete with his relationship with her. In fact, he would like her to stay home and isolated and not even go to work. We find that's very common. Violence is but one means to get what he wants, and he will use psychological abuse, such as put-downs and intimidations, in order to get what he wants, in order to control that individual. So it's all about control more than it is about abuse.
David, does alcohol and drugs have an effect on domestic violence?
Well, surprisingly, you know, people think that this only occurs among drug addicts and alcoholics, but a lot of studies have been done that show that drugs and alcohol are not the cause of domestic violence. An abuser will abuse or control with or without drugs. I've had some discussions with Ken Fox, our sheriff in Mitchell County, and he tells me that alcohol and drugs has intensified the level of violence that he experiences. He's still seeing it in the same households and whatnot, but when an abuser is sober, he may only push and shove a victim. If he's hopped up on cocaine or meth, then he may get more violent and more out of control. Instead of pushing and shoving, he may use a baseball bat or a gun. And so the level or intensity of the violence goes up, but not the fact that there is domestic violence.
What are some of the signs of an abuser that we should look for in a relationship?
Well, these are some of the red flags that people who are in a relationship ought to be aware of. And a couple of these points, we've talked about them in the past, but I want to emphasize them again. An abuser tends to be an extremely jealous and possessive person. This can be sort of flattering in some respects, but when carried to an extreme, you know, it's a red flag that you really need to be careful of. An abuser will refuse to take responsibility for his shortcomings and failures, always wants to blame others for things that are going wrong in his life or problems that he has. He'll tend to have very rigid views of sex roles between males and females. And here's a big key is that we find abuse is a generational thing. So if he's grown up in an abusive household, he's more likely to be abusive. He's going to make unrealistic demands on his partner. And this is a real red flag, is that he'll put extreme pressure on his partner to rush into a marriage or to set up house somewhere.
How about a phone number for folks who need more information?
Well, we're available 24 hours a day on our hotline. You can call us at Safe Place. We're at 765-4044. That's 765-4044. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.